It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by Sky Diamonds. Some of the news we think you should be aware of. A 52-year-old woman in Louisiana. She was just busted, Carla, for selling kids fake doctor notes.
Yeah.
So they could skip school.
Wow. Okay.
She could face up to 5 years in prison.
Jeez.
For filing false public records.
Man, okay. This is a grown-up.
That's a grown-up.
My friend Linda used to do that when we were in high school. She just wrote them.
Right.
She had good handwriting.
I know, both of us.
I know, that's okay.
There seems to be this streak of counterfeit money.
Yeah, I know.
So a guy in Alabama was caught printing fake $20 and $50 bills after he threw out a bunch of rejects from a test run.
Okay.
His garbage man spotted them in the trash.
Yeah, try these out first, Bob.
Well,
jeez. Oh, my God. That's great.
I'll do a test run, see how they look.
Yeah. I don't know. They took them.
One of the bunch had was printed on the back of some parole paperwork from this guy that listed his name and birth date.
Though in all fairness, that's probably something I would do if I were a criminal. Oopsie days. What was that, on the back of my power bill? Oh, geez.
So you know how people try and save paper and they just reuse, recycle?
Yeah, you use the back of it, right?
Sometimes it pays off to go get a new
bunch
of paper.
Well, I think that's a lesson to all right there. Don't use your leftover paper to counterfeit your money. So just keep that in mind as we go into this
holiday season. Food for thought.
Yeah, don't pay for your wife's new gym membership with counterfeit dollars. Okay, don't do that. Mike, a family from Cape Coral, Florida called 911 Halloween night because there was a man sitting on their roof wearing nothing but his underwear. I just imagine, though, all the neighbors coming over. You guys see this? Do you guys see this? You got a big crowd now looking at this poor dude on the roof with nothing on, just underwear. One of the home's residents heard someone walking around in the middle of the night.
No mask on or nothing?
No, nothing. Nobody was up there for 5 hours. He said he had no idea how he got up there.
Well, of course not.
No. Police firefighters had to use the ladder to get him down, and he apologized for his odd behavior because he's in Florida before just walking off. They got him off the roof, and he walked off.
Walked away.
Thank you. I got to go home. I've been up there for 5 hours. I didn't know when somebody's going to get here. Jeez.
So he gets off. He just walks away, but the woman writing the fake notes?
Oh, she's going to do time. She gave some kids the day off. Okay. Yeah. And Mike, this is just a cute story. 7-year-old boy. This was in Germany. He got his tongue stuck in a juice bottle.
Uh-huh.
He stuck his tongue in the bottle. He wanted to get the last bit of the juice and stuck it in there. And it just got stuck. He couldn't get the bottle off his tongue. So they had to take him to the hospital. They had to, doctors had to put a tube in there and blow air. So I thought he was touching his tongue.
If you could just put a star through there.
I know. It's poor kid. Oh, my God. It is Monday. Your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.